he sent Papa word by somebody to come be at his store that night and get some groceries. And Papa went, and he didn't get home till about 11 o'clock in the night, and Mama and us children sat up. Now, sir, I think there's about four or five of us. I don't reckon the baby sat up. But I can remember me and my two oldest brothers and Mama sitting up. Papa got home. He brought a, you know, these lard canyons,
yes,
full of lard and a whole big side of what we call salt dried meat. And it seems to me like it was that thick. And a half a barrel of flour. And I can't remember where he brought me sugar and coffee or not. But the thing makes me remember all this other good, if my mother didn't make up a fire and bake a big lot of them biscuits and fry the big dish that meat, and we all eat at 11 o'clock in the night. We was nearby starved for something like that. I thought I never, just couldn't live that biscuit. But they wouldn't let them go in. Nobody could go in Jackson, nobody could come out of Jackson. Everybody had, they just died in droves up there. And so there we was, that old summer.
That fried meat you're talking about, was that anything like bacon?
Yeah. It's just not smoked. You know, bacon has to be smoked. Now they've quit smoke. Well, Sullivan folks up here used to be able to smoke with something, I don't know what, and smoke sausage and bacon and stuff, and it was good, weren't it?
Yes, it was.
Their sausage was real good, but their place burned up. But this old liquid smoke they put on meat ain't good. I don't like it at all. To make, call it smoked bacon. And this that we call salt dry is just meat that's cured by salt, and it basically salted terrible and dry it out, you know. Get it where it'll keep good. That's what I get all the time now to boil with. I seem like I like it better than I do the bacon they have.
Did you eat eggs for breakfast?
Them days? Yes, we did. Now, Mama didn't cook eggs every morning because, now, we all weren't as, we didn't care as much for eggs as we did meat, but, and sometimes we wouldn't eat the meat very good. We'd take a notion, but what we really wanted and looked forward to for every morning was that biscuit and butter and syrup and cream. And that cream would be so stiff we'd have to cut it, you know. Take off the top, put in a bowl just, and then she'd take what was left on there. If we didn't drench it all up, she'd churn.
Did you ever have pancakes back then?
Pancakes, yes. We made pancakes pretty often. I eat pancakes this morning. Yeah. Every once in a while, she'd hop up, or me, one or the other, and go in there and bake pancakes, cook them for breakfast. And sometime now, we'd all take a notion we'd want pancakes for supper. And have pancakes and butter and syrup, and drink our milk. Didn't anybody on the place drink coffee for supper, and we didn't make tea at all till nearly all of us was grown, and then I couldn't drink it. I thought it tasted like that old medicine they call liver regulator.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about coffee?
Tea.
Do you drink coffee now?
Yes, I drink coffee now, and I drink tea. But I had to learn to drink it.
How do you take your coffee?